And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 25th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low, Fair Isle, 949, moving away steadily northeastwards. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth. Westerly or southwesterly, gale 8 to storm 10. Occasionally violent storm 11 at first in Viking and Forties. Decreasing 5 to 7 later. Showers, moderate or good in Cromarty and Forth. Moderate or poor elsewhere. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. Southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, west or southwest 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Thames, Dover, White. Southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 later. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest, backing southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 for a time, showers, good. Biscay, cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time except in north, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3, then becoming southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later in northwest, rain, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, westerly, backing southerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later in west, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. West Sole, westerly or southwesterly 3, increasing 5 to 7, backing southeasterly 7 to severe gale 9 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Westerly, backing southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 for a time, perhaps gale 8 later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Squally, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, west, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later, squally wintry showers, poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest, becoming cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in Hebrides, then decreasing 4 to 6 for a time, squally wintry showers, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, cyclonic becoming west 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, squally showers, moderate or poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in south, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, west by south, 6, recent precipitation, 15 miles, 982, rising more slowly. Stornoway, west by south, 7, rain, 3 miles, 972, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west, 6, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 954, rising. Wick, automatic, west, southwest, 7, rain, 3 miles, 966, rising very rapidly. Aberdeen, southwest, 6, 14 miles, 976, rising very rapidly. Lookers, southwest by west, 7, 22 miles, 983, rising more slowly. Boomer, southwest, 6, 13 miles, 988, rising more slowly. Bridlington, southwest 4, 993, rising slowly. Sundetti light vessel automatic, south, southwest 5, 11 miles, 1,000. St. Catherine's Point automatic, southwest 4, 999, falling slowly. Jersey, south, southwest 3, slight rain, 11 miles, 1,000, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. South Southwest 5, 5 miles, 999. Scilly Automatic, Northwest 4, 12 miles, 1,000, rising. Milford Haven, Northwest by West 3, 19 miles, 998, rising. Aberporth, West by North 5, 15 miles, 997, rising. And Valley, West Southwest 5, 16 miles, 995, rising. Liverpool Crosby, West Southwest 5, 6 miles, 994, rising slowly. Valencia, West 5, 22 miles, 998, rising. Ronald's Way, West Southwest 5, 16 miles, 992, rising more slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, Southwest by West 7, 11 miles, 987, rising more slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 24th of January. The general situation. Storm Eowyn is now moving away northeastwards and the associated high winds will gradually ease off into Saturday before another low brings gales to northwest Scotland later in the day. A third Atlantic low will then spread gales northeastwards across the British Isles during Sunday and Sunday night. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7 later, then backing south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later, then occasionally 7 again later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing south 4 to 6 later, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in south, rain then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwesterly, veering northwesterly, 4 to 6, then becoming variable, 3 or less, becoming southerly, 4 later in west. Rain or showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable, 3 or less, then south or southwest, 4 to 6 later. Showers, but becoming fair for a time, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Showers, perhaps squally later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 3 to 5, then increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Squally showers later. Good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly 5 to 7, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then occasionally 7 later in north, perhaps gale 8 later in north. Showers becoming squally later. Good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, southwest 5 to 7, rain for a time later. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, then occasionally 7 again later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally poor. Mullaghcontire to Ardnamurchan Point, west 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Squally showers, perhaps wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 6 to gale 8, then backing south or southwest later and decreasing 4 or 5 for a time. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And the Shetland Isles, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, but 4 or 5 at first in north, then increasing severe gale 9 at times. Rain or showers becoming squally, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And it's time for us to say good night and to get some rest. We'll be handing over to our colleagues at the BBC World Service who will keep you company through the night. I want to thank you for listening with us on radio for tonight. This is Kelsey Bennett at Broadcasting House in London. From me and Ron Brown in the newsroom and the whole of the Radio 4 team, stay safe and have a quiet night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Roger Hearing, and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Sydney and Mexico City. Coming up on the programme, could oil prices be the way to end Russia's war in Ukraine? President Donald Trump thinks so, and he says he's going to push the OPEC oil cartel to produce more and push prices down. But will it work? Also, after newspaper reports of a furious row between the president and the Danish prime minister, is he really serious about taking Greenland? As the 60-day ceasefire in Lebanon runs out, how far are ordinary Lebanese people able to resume their normal lives? And there's a new insurance policy on the market for those celebrities who fear they might get cancelled. That's Business Matters coming up after the news.
This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The United States has issued a halt to all existing foreign assistance and paused new aid. The Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has instructed his department to halt aid grants pending a review. Here's our State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman.
The memo orders an 85-day review on all assistance spending to ensure it complies with President Trump's foreign policy aims. One former senior official at the State Department told the BBC the move was potentially huge, while another said it could mean organisations around the world having to stop activities, including life-saving health services, maternal and child health and education support. The notice appears to affect everything from development assistance to military support, with exceptions only for emergency food aid and military funding for Israel and Egypt.
The UN peacekeeping force in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo says it's using heavy artillery to help the Congolese army in a pitched battle against M23 rebels. The group, which the UN says is backed by Rwanda, is threatening to overrun the city of Goma. Akilimali Sale Komachoma is a journalist there.
People are really afraid about the possibility for the M23 to take Goma. People are trying to go out of Goma, some of them using the border of Rwanda because it's the only road which can be used to fly the area. And also there are other people which are trying to use the boat and to use the lake to reach the town of Bukavu in the South Kivu. People are really scared about what is going on.
Sudan's army command says troops have broken the siege of its headquarters in Khartoum by the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The RSF described the army's claims as propaganda. David Bamford reports.
Sudan's capital, Khartoum, comprises three